question was asked, what is our obligation of wearing a kippah, a yarmulke, a head covering? So technically, this began as a midat chasidut. In the time of the Talmud, it was an act for the pious. And as the years evolved, the congregations of Israel accepted it as a custom. And so today it is incumbent upon all Jews to cover their head throughout the day. It is today, firstly, a minhag of Am Yisrael. And secondly, today it is a clear distinction between a Jew and a non-Jew. It's one of the things that we do. So today, one who takes off a yarmulke is removing something which we do out of modesty, and then that enters the realm of the biblical prohibition of lo telchu b'chukot hagoyim, not to go in the paths of the nations. So it might even be a biblical prohibition for one to walk around without a yarmulke. Now, there are still a few congregations that did not accept this minhag. Some of the Sephardi congregations, for example the Chalabim, they did not accept this minhag upon themselves. They are a very, very small minority of the Jewish people. But they, even though they're Orthodox and they maintain mitzvot and they're good kosher Jews, they never accepted this as an obligation. So they can maintain their minhag of not wearing a kippah. But the rest of us have to wear kippah throughout the day. Now, the initial institution, the initial custom of wearing a kippah was divided in two. There was wearing a kippah, wearing a head covering throughout the day, which initially was an act of piety, and then it evolved into a custom of the Jewish people. And then there's the concept of wearing a kippah when one makes a blessing, when one prays, when one learns Torah. And then, even when wearing a kippah throughout the day was a midat chasidut, wearing a kippah for prayer or blessing or learning Torah was incumbent. So even those who do not have the custom of wearing a kippah throughout the day would have to wear a kippah when it is time for prayer or blessing or learning Torah, doing something that is holy. Okay? I don't think so. It is true for things of holiness. Things that involve learning Torah, reading psukim, praying, blessings.